The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss at the lowest price available. That's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Good morning and welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points, and today on the show I will narrate the article that I wrote about the DeAndre Ayton situation and then update you on that situation since the time I wrote that article. And then send you off into the rest of your day, where hopefully you check out the conversation that Raj and I had about a fruitless day two of free agency and what we're hoping from day three and moving forward. Quick reminder, just because of this time of year and the increased audience and all of that stuff, I would really appreciate it if y'all hit that subscribe button and that 5-star review button or whatever review system of whatever podcast platform you happen to be on, preferably on Odyssey because I'm a company man. Let's go ahead and get to it though. In an era where centers are now valued more than almost any other position, a former first overall pick who has averaged a double-double for his career and played in a final series as a free agent. He hasn't suffered any major career-threatening surgeries. He hasn't had any off-court controversies or criminal activity. He's just available, and yet most teams around the league are showing bare minimal interest, if any at all. The Los Angeles Lakers are considered by most league sources the favorites to land him, but mostly because someone has to be. Such is the situation DeAndre Ayton is facing only 5 years, no, 7 years into his NBA career. Information on Ayton's next team has been hard to come by, mostly because every team considering him is working on things more important to them. For a short while, the Milwaukee Bucks were seen as a real threat to sign Ayton, but then they waived and stretched Damian Lillard to the tune of $22.5 million over the next 5 years to be able to sign Miles Turner. Some say they might still be after Ayton, but would he want to go somewhere on a prove-it deal after they just acquired a starting caliber center? Following Turner's departure, some wondered if the Indiana Pacers, who once tendered Ayton a multi-year offer as a restricted free agent, might bring him in to get them through this down year without Tyrese Halliburton. But nope, the response from Indiana has been tepid at best as they lick their wounds and prepare for said down year. The Golden State Warriors lost Kevon Looney to the New Orleans Pelicans, so surely they'd be interested, right? Nope, They're considered favorites to land Al Horford in free agency and think Ayton shares a little too much in common with their infamous second overall pick, James Wiseman. Outside of some unforeseen secret team lurking in the background, which in this league one can never overlook as a possibility, the Lakers seem most likely to bring in Ayton to at least start to fill their gaping hole in the middle of their lineups. But even they are considering other paths even as the day approaches that Ayton will clear waivers. That's today. Both in free agency and via trade, according to sources close to the team. Reporting from Ayton's most recent stop in this underwhelming, perplexing career has been pretty brutal. Jason Quick of The Athletic had this doozy of a graph when describing why Portland cut their losses and bottom out. See, the Blazers could live with Ayton missing shots or his man scoring on him. They could even live with him being limited by injuries to 55 and 40 games in two seasons in Portland, Quick wrote. But in the end, they couldn't live with his bad ways. The tardiness to team flights and practices, according to his team source. The skipping of rehabilitation appointments. Fans saw him slam chairs when he was taken out of games. And a team source said there were tantrums in the locker room when he was sidelined for poor effort. End quote. Teams in the NBA will look past a lot if the talent is worth the baggage. Jackson Hayes continued to start for the Lakers last season, even after TMZ revealed video of a domestic violence incident between him and his then-girlfriend. Miles Bridges was re-signed in Charlotte to a lucrative multi-year contract after he pleaded no contest to felony domestic violence charges. The list, quite unfortunately, goes on and on. What the NBA will not abide is a prodigious talent who thinks the world must bow to his whim without putting up proper work or garnering the expected results, especially when that talent is on an outsized contract. As such, Ayton finds himself not only unceremoniously shown the door by the Blazers, but has also been met with obligatory but not exactly excited interest by teams that have a desperate need at his position. Wherever Ayton winds up, with the Lakers or otherwise, he'll have a ton of work ahead of him to rebuild his reputation around the league and not much runway to do so.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
So I wrote that yesterday afternoon. Chances are you guys are listening to this in the morning the following day. As far as potential updates there, it does appear, at least for now, that, you know, the I don't know. I'm recording this at 12:20 my time, 10:20 your time, if you guys are listening on the West Coast. In terms of where he goes and all of that stuff, I haven't had any reason to believe any differently than at the time that I wrote that, or between the time that I wrote that to the time that I'm recording this now. By the time you guys are waking up in the morning, or by the time I wake up in the morning, and maybe you listen to this, maybe that changes. But as it stands right now, I would put the odds of the Lakers signing him at about 60 to about 75% chance that they do. I would like to be higher, and I know that there are people whose odds are definitely higher. I just haven't had anything, you know, as definitive as I would like to. Ironically, I haven't had anything as definitive as I got from Brook Lopez. And maybe I'm just kind of gun shy after that entire situation. I don't know. But I haven't gotten anything as definitive as I got on Brook Lopez. And given, you know, some of the baggage that Ayton brings in and some of the culture that the Lakers are trying to build, especially since they hired JJ Redick, you know, I think it's probably more likely that they sign him than they don't, and they would be completely screwed if they don't. But overall, I would say, again, 60 to about 75% chance that they do. And if they do, and he gets his shit together, then it could be another Dwight Howard situation. If they sign him and he doesn't get his shit together, or they don't sign him at all, and you're looking at either a depth chart that is headed by DeAndre Ayton and not much else, and maybe he isn't fully committed, or they don't sign him and they scramble for like Al Horford, as he considers probably Golden State the better scenario for himself. I don't know. We'll see how this turns out. But overall, I, you know, there are reasons to believe that this would be a good signing, really good value potentially. The talent is definitely there. But there are also reasons to be skeptical of the signing, which is why he's available in the first place. All right, that is going to do it for this episode of the Lakers Lowdown podcast. As always, this time of year, if we get any kind of breaking news, I will record a new Lakers Lowdown. What I have been doing, if there have been any developments overnight, is recording a kind of brief lowdown, you know, in the morning to early afternoon, my time, just to kind of update you guys on what's going on. And I'll release that both, obviously, on, you know, with that holding potential new information. I have been releasing those to the YouTube page as well. But yeah, eventually we'll get back to the lowdowns being your RSS exclusive to pay you guys off for subscribing to the pod. And I'll let you guys know when that time comes. But until then, we are probably going to be releasing most episodes across YouTube and the RSS feed. And the best way to make sure that you don't miss any information or any live information, especially on YouTube, is to subscribe to the YouTube channel where I usually go live, and then also subscribe to this for the lowdown type episodes that I will be, you know, that we release basically every day. So yeah, good luck everybody. Fingers crossed that we get a little bit more news today than we got yesterday. And if we do, I'll be right here to talk about it. Until then, or until the next time you guys hear from us, I am Anthony Irwin saying have a great rest of your day, make somebody else's, and I will talk to you when I am.